Aniela, A-N-I-E-L-A, Rios, R-I-O-S, dash Raya, R-I-Y-A, 1-20-26, 1-16-08, 19-year-old young lady comes in today, number one, for well, woman exam, minus pelvic exam, number two, scoliosis, number three, leg pain, next one's arm pain, next one's anxiety, next one's depression, next one's palpitation, next one's tachycardia, next one's rule out thyroid issues, period. Our patient is a 19-year-old young lady who comes in for multiple issues and problems. Patient tells me that when she was younger, she had issues with depression and anxiety, some suicidal thoughts, but she's seen a therapist online, and she's doing well, has not had any issues at this time. She's not taking any medication. She was diagnosed with ADHD, but it's not being treated at this time, period. New paragraph, she was diagnosed with scoliosis when she lived in Utah, and they told her it was too late for surgery, so she's not having anything done about that. But she is having some back pain off and on, radiating to the leg, arms from time to time, period. She has no nausea, vomiting, subepigastric pain, abnormal periods. She skips from month to month. No hematemesis, hematocytosis, seizure, convulsion under review of system, allergy, non-medications, non-medical problems, scoliosis, depression, anxiety, seen a therapist, ADHD. Surgery, none. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's a junior. She wants to become an ultrasound tech. Last period was 3 weeks ago. She doesn't use drugs. She has abnormal periods. Family history strong for diabetes and high blood pressure, both in mom and dad. She weighs 81 pounds. Again, no significant change, 98.4, 100%, 20, 82, 126 over 72. Heart positive, swollen positive, 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck fragility, skin shows no rash around mucosa with an edge, logical non-focal. Number one, tachycardia. Number two, rule out thyroid disorder. Number three, her weight's normal. Her weight has not changed. Number five, the abnormality in her period can be explained by a thyroid issue. Next one is her thyroid, and the ultrasound looks perfect. Next one is abdominal discomfort with a normal ultrasound. Next one is leg pain, arm pain with scoliosis. Again, no DVT or PVD was noted. Next one is palpitation, normal echocardiogram, no sign of mitral valve prolapse on echocardiogram. Next one is abnormal period, normal pelvic exam. Next one is check thyroid. Next one is check lab. Next one is tachycardia off and on. Next one is palpitation. Next one is anxiety. Next one is I encourage the patient to continue seeing the therapist as she is doing. Nixon is definitely not suicidal. Nixon is definitely not an issue with hurting herself or others. Discussed at length with patient before leaving. Thank you.